Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. And I am very grateful to be with you on this 20th day of April 2019. We're going to look at character. What does it mean? I talk to my students about it a great deal. We all have some character flaws, things like that. But I think you're going to find this program helpful if you're really seeking to work on yourself. And very few people these days are. So it is something of an anomaly to talk about a quality that actually works to help and serve your heart, your life, your soul. I want to remind you that these radio programs, as you listen to them, are generously paid for by my sponsors. These are unique individuals, very unique, who have a very beautiful character. They do. I know most of them. And they're very unique, and I am deeply thankful for their presence in my life. And you should be thankful for their presence in your life as they present these radio programs, our TV programs on our website at aspire.org. It is all there for you, to serve you, to help you, and to bring about insight and compassion into your life. That's what the programs are about. I hope you will consider becoming a sponsor and helping us. A sponsor is a person who gives either a monthly or a quarterly donation. Quarterly donations are four times a year. You can make a donation of $50 per quarter or a $25 donation per month, whatever. These things really help us pay for airtime and keep us on the air. And our sponsor, who really is a very interesting man, he is our mystery donor. He will match your donations for sponsorship, should you make them for radio and for TV. So now your donation, let's say a $25 donation per month, now turns into $50. He's a very, very interesting man. Talk about character. Interesting. So if you're wanting to keep this radio program on the air, or you found it helpful and you want to give back, which I hope you do. It's a very important thing to do in this life, to give back. I hope you will make your donation. Go to the website at aspire.org. Down at the bottom, you will see why support Aspire. It will give you all the information you need to become a sponsor. You get my podcast, video cast, commentaries twice a month. The message of the month you will be given. You can access it through the website at aspire.org, or if you want, I can make you a hard copy. Then you get 122 discourses, TV discourses that I made throughout the years on the various TV programs. Everything is there to serve you, to help you, actually to love you into existence, really. It's all there. You can't say it wasn't offered, because it was. Go take a look. What is character? The mental and moral qualities distinctive of an individual. How about that? The distinctive nature of something, the quality of being an individual, typical in an interesting or unusual way, the strength and originality in a person's nature. Those are probably the main ones. So you look at that, you listen to those quotes and you, I'm moral, you know, and I have a distinctive personality and I'm interesting. These are the way people look at things. They look at these definitions and they run down them and check off what they are. And this is all what you want to believe you are. You know, character is a very difficult thing to develop in a person, because it goes into their genetics and their DNA. Their genetics and DNA are battling, fighting all the time. What do I do? What don't I do? How do I protect myself? How do I get what I want? How do I be ethical? What do I care to be ethical? As we look in politics now more and more, what was going on 30, 40 years ago is totally different in the character of politics than it is now. And now it's way out there. Everybody's lying, cheating, and stealing. And we look at it and go, oh, okay, well, that's all right. You know, that's the game, and that's the way we accept it. But what is your character? What is your mental and, quote, moral qualities that are making up the distinctive part of you that makes you an individual? How far would you go to sustain your character over, let's say, something that was enticing to you, something you wanted? Would you just allow your character to slip by you and not live up to the, so to speak, principles of your life for the sake of getting something you think you want that would end all of your daily suffering, like money or whatever, power, prestige? Let's get into it a little bit further. First question comes from Janet in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I didn't know anybody lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I really didn't. That's, wow. Jeanette, you're special. That's a hard place to live, I would imagine. Although they do have, isn't that the home of, what was it? Oh, the TV program of years and years and years ago. Laverne and Shirley, yeah. Greg, what part does character play in the life of someone who is seeking to, as you say, attain spiritual awakening? It seems that my character is very flimsy, Jeanette. Jeanette, I admire you. I do. I do admire you. I do respect you for what you wrote here, because a lot of people would not want to admit that their character was, sloppy, as it were. They really wouldn't. I don't know the specifics of what you're talking about, but I do understand what you're talking about. It is easy to have character when you think that you have a lot of people behind you and there's a lot of self-righteousness about it, that kind of thing. That's all very, very enticing. But what if you're on the side of something that does not have a great deal of support from other people? What do you do? So Jesus is standing in front of Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate is uttering to him the common gossip of what people are saying about him. And he says, is this true? And Jesus looks at him, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, says to him, do you say this of me, or do other men? In other words, is this the gossip that's going on, and where's your character? I find that character and integrity go hand in hand. And you have to have a lot of character to have a lot of integrity to do the spiritual practice. And you have to have a lot of integrity to build character. Integrity is the ability to have within yourself a sense of proportion of what makes this world tick. Do you put love ahead of hate, or do you put righteous hate ahead of love? Do you give in to what is going on around you so you can go along? You know what the old saying is about giving in and going along with people just to maturate with them and sustain some kind of friendship, because you don't want the hassle of going against whatever it is the majority of people are thinking, saying, and doing. Go along to get along. That kind of thing. So, Jeanette, this character thing is really, really important, because your ego, when you sit down to meditate, is going to say, no, I don't want to meditate. I don't feel like meditating. We don't have to meditate. Your integrity to understand the nature of meditation is of utmost importance. And your character to sustain the mental distinction to go against the ego is your character. It is a quality of, shall we say, inner strength. The inner strength to be an original, an authentic. To be authentic, you have to have character. And most people don't. They just give in easily, quickly to all of the emotionality that is going on in their life. And they succumb to it. They drowned in it. And they never quite make it. And I find men and women doing this, you know, with each other. They don't have character in their life, in their relationships. And they don't have any of that because they have not found their heart and hence do not live in their soul. And when you have no authentic heart, you will have no authentic character. And if you don't have that, you won't have the integrity to move into the soul and to live in that beautiful soul. You just won't have it. So there is the issue. What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your living? What is it? Is it going to be filled with character? Are you going to seek the way of the heart and follow it? Or are you just going to seek the way of emotionality and live it and let it live you? Because that's what it does. It lives us and ruins us in this world. There's a lot of mentally ill people in this world. There really are. More now than I have ever seen before. And maybe it's just that I'm noticing it more. But there are some real psychosis, neurosis, all sorts of difficulties with mood disorders, bipolar, more than I have ever seen before. But I'm sure it's been around for years and ages and all that. I just didn't notice it. Maybe because I was mentally ill along with them. But now it is gone to proportions of extreme. So your character plays a big role in your spirituality, and I'll tell you how, Jeanette. It's really very easy. There'll come a time when your ego, your genetics, your DNA are going to want to go left in life, but you know the practice is about going right. And which way will you go? Everybody will be saying, come be with us. Come do this, come do that. And your spiritual practice, you will know intellectually, this is not the way. I should not be doing this, but will you do it? Will your character cave in and you just go along to get along? It'll eventually get to that one way or another. I promise you it will. And then you have something to really think about and something to really deal with. Just the way it is. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. We have a hard time with our character. We're flimsy about it. And part of the reason is because people are only looking out for themselves. They're thinking, what benefits me? What gets me what I want? So that becomes, believe it or not, you know, what they think of as their character. And it hurts the world deeply. Should we all be martyrs? That's an interesting question. Next question comes from Harris in Los Angeles, California. To my taste, character is something we are born with. You can't really change it or do anything about it. You just have to live it out. Harris. Then he goes on to explain to me his character, which I won't get into. It's nothing bad. It's just, you know, pedestrian. You're right, though. You're very right, Harrison. You're right. It is very interesting. Most of our impulses, which develop into what we call character, live within our genetic nature, and it becomes very natural for us to think in terms and live in terms of our genetics. Just to live in them the way they are. And much of their impulse to do this and not do that or go here and not go there or whatever, all of that has to do with impulse. We have a great deal of impulse. And when I make my impulses the state of my character, then I come into a real problem in my life. I don't have any line that I draw between myself and my own inner mischief. So now my mischief is guiding me. My mischief is telling me what is right and wrong, good and bad. My mischief is the thing that is doing the directing. it is guiding me. And in that mischief, I'm going to be able to do a lot of things that karmically I don't think I'm ever going to have to answer for. But we all answer karmically for whatever it is we do. We all answer for it. When a person gives up an authentic spiritual practice, they give up their life. When they adopt a spiritual practice, they find their life. The problem is that when they find it, it's not what they wanted. They usually want a life that is filled with ease and comfort and convenience. That's what it's all about. We actually think that people, at least that I have tried to serve over the years, think that if you do everything you're supposed to, every good thing in the world is going to happen to you. That's really what they think. If I'm a good boy, or I'm a good girl, then all the good things are going to happen to me. And that is so immature and erroneous. I can't even hardly address it. So what is the advantage of a spiritual practice and having, shall we say, the ability to see that which is and that which isn't? Huh? What is that? What is the adventure that we're on when we're in a spiritual practice? Well, it has nothing to do with getting or having to get what I wanted. It has nothing to do with any of that kind of stuff. It has to do with finding the heart, the love inside me, the love that exceeds my belief, my theories, my concepts. It has to do with merging into the soul and finally in my life, having a soul. Something that most people never attain. They just never get it. It is the saddest thing in the world to me, Harrison. It really is. That a person would miss their life for the sake of not wanting to or having any interest in having a soul or recognizing what the soul is. It's very, very painful to me. I can't even begin to tell you how sad that is, but it is true, and it is what we do, and it is what we're all about. So what to do about that? You practice meditation. You practice compassion. You practice giving and forgiving under the auspice of your meditation. If your meditations are not reaching you, it isn't probably because the meditation is wrong. It's that you're wrong. You're wrong on the inside. You're looking for a payoff. And this is the thing that kills most people's practice, is looking for the payoff for something they want to have happen in their outer life. They don't recognize the power of attaining consciousness. It is in consciousness that you see the broad spectrum of this world and this life. You get to see exactly what this life and what this world is all about. And once you really understand that, you start to realize, that the real power of life is in awareness, not understanding. Because you can think you understand anything. It is in the awareness of life itself, the beauty of life, in the context of living a life that is fully mature and beautiful. And you can do this. Anyone can do this. This is not something that is impossible for any one of us to do. It is about the immersion of ourselves in our heart. And then how you come out of that authentic heart is a new person, and that's where the character is. Now, you wouldn't do anything to disrupt the practice you are engaged in within yourself. You wouldn't allow fear, desire, ambition, or pride to disrupt your life. You just wouldn't allow it because it isn't in keeping with what is authentic in you, not what you want, not what you hope to get. You wouldn't do it because you wouldn't break the authentic in you. Now, I can't say that any better. I'm sorry, but that is the way it is. And once it's understood deep within your heart, you really begin to see that it is all about love. Everything in this lifetime is about love, the quality of love. Most people are not much interested in that love, sad to say, but it is true. They don't care. When you want love more than wanting what you think will get you love or is love to you, that is when you have made a tremendous step forward in your life, in your practice, in your being. Something for you to think about, maybe. Thank you, Harrison, for your question, and please forgive me. Namaste. Very moving to me. The last question. This comes from Thomas. He does not tell me where he lives. He goes into a litany of things about spirituality, what he thinks it is. And he said, our whole character is based in the understanding of our spirituality. Thomas. Well, first, yes. Then, no. In the beginning of our unfoldment, if we're really serious, we understand what spirituality is, real spirituality. And it is only an intellectual understanding at that point. It can't go any deeper. But as we get a little deeper, as we go on in our practice, that understanding, Thomas, must drop. It just must drop. It must go away. It must transform into awareness, which is huge. To achieve awareness in this lifetime is a monumental effort and a monumental accomplishment. What is awareness? You have to be there. It's like if a person did not know what water is, and you tried to explain to them what it felt like to be wet, you wouldn't get anywhere. I can't tell you. Consciousness is wet, spiritual wet. And you can't explain it because there are no words in the vernacular to explain it adequately. There are words that kind of move around it, but there you are. No word can really describe it. One thing, though, is you can tell if a person has had a sense of awareness by their character. They don't live by mental and moral qualities. They don't live by those human traits. They just don't. They're distinctive. And what makes them distinctive and unusual is the strength of their authenticity inside of them and how they would never, ever negate it. They would never, ever betray it. They know what they are. They know what is happening. They can't explain it to the pedestrian mentality inside of themselves, so they don't even try. And they merely let love live them. Because this whole thing is about love, not human love, not ego love, none of that, not body love, not genetic love, not DNA love. It is about the authentic. And when my character follows the authentic, when my attentions are about the authentic, when I am interested in the authentic, then everything that is meaningful will come into play in my life. And everything that is beautiful will sustain itself through compassion and love. And that, my friend, is what it's all about. Thomas, drop your intellectual understandings. Come into the direct experience. Let all of your intellectual understandings drop. So now you have it mentally. Now, what do you need to do? You need to go in spiritually. You need to listen to the sound of one hand clapping. You need to listen to the sound of running water. You need to feel the essence of yourself. You need to feel love. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Thomas, for your beautiful question. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. please forgive me for everything, eh? Namaste.